This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yourself to more info, conversation, and fun here in this hour of the DJ Lee program. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's see, we have Jennifer Warren here. That's not new. She's been around for a while. Hey, she's not like an old timer. That's not the point.
I know.
Victoria.
That's how I feel, Doug. You don't have to rub
it. No, Jennifer can't be. Victoria Keelan is here from the Jersey Shore. And let's see, Kara's here in the studio that we have, our main studio, main originating network is Radio America. That's where Carrie is in charge of the sound. So whatever happens, it's her fault, folks. That's the bottom line. Here we go with women in the news. I'm going to bring you the story of what's going on in Albuquerque with a woman.
Perfect.
But first, Jennifer, what do you have?
Well, we finally have the answer to Christina Aguilera's question. What a girl wants is apparently kindness. After a lot of books, websites, articles, studies, movies, and they've all been dedicated to the quest to understand life's greatest mystery. What do women actually want? The answer is simple, as it turns out. It's simply not to be treated like garbage. Yes, I actually want sleep, but most women want to not be treated like garbage. Kindness is the number one quality that women overwhelmingly want to see in their partner. According to one of the most extensive surveys on what women look for in a long-term partner, which was compiled by social science researchers at the University of Göttingen in Germany, they worked in conjunction with the female health app called Clue. The survey polled 64,000 people in 180 countries, this is worldwide, asking about their ideal match, from religious to political preferences to the importance of height. Most women asked identified as heterosexual, but there were also some bisexual women who responded. The survey skewed a little young. Nearly 40,000 women were ages 18 to 24, and then 25 to 29 was the second biggest demo group. Just under 3,800 were 40 years or older. But 90% of the women rank kindness highest among desirable qualities, followed closely by supportiveness, that had 86.5%, intelligence, 72%, level of education, which is kind of interesting, 64.5%, and rounding out the top five is confidence with a little over 60%. Attractiveness did not even top the list for women, which might explain why the average body type, you know, the dad bods that women think are pretty desirable, was preferred over very muscular types, 44 to 2.5% respectively. 44% of women would rather have dad bods.
Wait,
what?
Women want a dad bod? Ugh.
According to this survey, 44.8% want a
woman that 2.5%.
I mean, want a dad bod, and then 2.5 want a very muscular type. Now, appearance does matter. 90% of women want a partner who is taller than them. Both hetero and homosexual women agreed that an attractive smile, attractive eyes were the two most important physical features. But then the responses sort of got weird from there. Lesbian women completed their top five with average breasts, an average butt, and an attractive back. Whereas heterosexual women put an average hoo-hoo at number three, followed by large hands and a short head of hair. Apparently women don't want the Fabio look. That's from the 1990s.
So where did the hoo-hoo come in?
Number three on the list. They want like an average hoo-hoo. They say they don't want it too.
Okay. Well.
They also want money. The United States was the top five, one of the top five nations to rank financial security as very important. 60% of women said it's very important.
Who's going to do the same
survey
for men?
Women from Japan, Mexico, and Colombia want to marry rich, too. It's easy for men.
Who's going to do the same survey for men?
Men are just, are they attractive?
Because all men are going to, all men are going to say the same thing.
I'm not going to.
Men are shallow.
Men
are shallow.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah, Doug doesn't care what anybody looks like. He never cares about how hot women are all the time.
Every single woman.
I didn't say that, but there are other things that enter into it for sure.
But you would go with physicality first.
I would?
Yeah.
Well, I think first before.
And it's fine. Most men would. It's not. It's not a bad thing.
Well, I'm not just looking for another face, though. I think that there's a certain physicality, yeah, that I find more appealing.
I know
than
your
others,
type. You know what? To pretend you don't have a type is ridiculous. You want a woman who's about 5'4", who is not super thin but is muscular. Most of the time, you want someone who has blonde hair, and they all have a certain look. Like, I can pick your type out from like a mile away. Give me a break.
Really?
Yes. So don't pretend like you're all involved and looks don't matter to you,
right?
Because you have a type.
I didn't say, no, wait a minute, you never heard that come out of my mouth. I didn't say looks didn't matter, but I think there are other things, especially at this point in my life, I consider spirituality to be very important, what your point of view is with animals, that sort of...
Right, all those things would be in your top five, but looks and physicality would be number one for you. And it's all men.
Yeah, and I would say you may not know. You may not know what people think in their soul unless you get past the fact that you like their looks.
Hmm. Well, that may be.
Right?
Okay. Here's the story about a woman who lives...
Okay, look at you. Okay.
Next.
In other news.
Yep. Albuquerque, yesterday, a courtroom, woman suing Samsung for $1.8 million because she had to go to the hospital after inserting her cell phone inside her vagina.
What?
She was unable to...
I can tell you that is not what women want.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She was unable to retrieve it for 96 hours. Selma Bryant is her name. Claims her medical bills are $1,168,000 at the University of New Mexico Hospital. She suffered severe psychological distress because of the whole ordeal.
So she's suing Samsung?
Right. She first inserted the phone inside her vagina as a dare from one of her friends, but quickly realized then the phone would not come out. Her attorney
I have a lot of wonderful girlfriends, including Victoria and Kara, and I can guarantee you, if we're all sitting around one night drinking margaritas, I don't think any of us would say, hey, Victoria, I dare you to put that Samsung in.
Yeah, no. I would drive you to a padded room for even suggesting that. I would say, I'm concerned about my friend. Here she is. She just recommended that I shove a cell phone up my hoo. So please help her because she has serious issues. That's how that night would go.
She had to have a C-section to remove the phone.
Oh, my God.
Because of the shape of her pelvis. Samsung didn't comment on the case.
How is Samsung responsible for any of
that? Not at all. Nobody's responsible but this moronic woman.
God.
But she's... And listen to this. The judge was asked... Well, no, the point here... Not what the judge said. I want to tell you what the lawyer said. Quote, Samsung is definitely at fault here as they offer no warning about the danger and potential risk of inserting their products inside your body cavity.
I can't wait until the next time a Samsung phone comes out and in big letters in the front, they're going to have a big warning. Don't stick this in any
or put it in the troubleshooting.
Oh, my God.
If phone is stuck in
external use only,
you're an idiot. That's what it says in the troubleshooting section.
Gosh.
People are amazing. Forever 21, speaking of amazing.
Oh, man.
You're going to love this one. Consumers not taking kindly to free samples of the Atkins diet bar. Somebody's really asleep at Forever 21.
Look, I love a freebie, but you know what I don't love when I'm shopping for clothes is getting a diet bar that comes with it telling me, hey, maybe you could stand to lose a little weight.
Now, what happened was a lot of women went viral with this and took to social media saying that they had ordered plus-size orders and that these Atkins diet bars came in the packaging with their order. So Forever 21 claims that the samples were sent out to all sizes. However, no one who got a regular size order has come forward saying that they got this Atkins bar. So it kind of feels like it was definitely aimed at plus-size orders, which is just ridiculous.
Yeah, and plus-size or not, when I shopped at Forever 21, I was in high school. I had enough body issues. You know, I didn't need anything thrown in on the side.
Yeah.
And so the last thing these teenage girls need is to get something like that in the mail and
worse.
Suddenly start feeling even more self-conscious.
When I was dating Dr. Cooper in the mid-90s, she and Megan didn't necessarily get on to the same page. And for Christmas, she went to Lord & Taylor and bought her some clothing, and I didn't know at the time Lord & Taylor was basically for bigger women. So,
I think Lane Bryant.
Yeah, it was Lane
Bryant. Yeah, okay, it was Lane Bryant. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
Wow, right. She brought you, yeah. She purchased clothes for Megan.
Yeah. No wonder they didn't get along.
How old was Megan when this happened?
Megan at that time was 20.
Oh my God.
No. Yeah, she was 20. Yeah.
You're lucky you didn't have a brawl on your hands for Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
I don't know why I remember that. I just remember.
That's memorable.
Yeah, that's
well,
memorable.
There's a reason.
Was there any of the ladies
anymore
in your life? Who did Megan like of all the ladies in your life?
Wendy. Liked Wendy.
Wendy?
That was the assistant. That's the one that got away,
yeah, Wendy.
Right?
Yeah, Wendy was way back. Well, a couple of them got away, but Wendy was the first one.
It sounds a little like basement-y when you say the one that got away. Just the way a couple of them got away. A couple of them escaped from my basement lair. That's what it kind of feels like.
No, but I think Wendy's one that, Doug, you would cry over if we really pushed you, right?
Yeah, Wendy and I were close. Yeah.
Should I start playing Puck the Magic Dragon?
Oh, man. Bring on the waterworks.
Or some Dolly Parton would probably be more fitting.
No, there are only really, there are two that I would be. That
that got away.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. All right.
I gotcha.
Where'd it go,
so, yeah, nice going, Jen. In the
and
most
only
recent,
one of them Megan liked.
The new segment on the DJV show, How Do We Make Doug Cry Today?
Yeah. We need some like, most rainbow music to go along with it.
DJV time is 19 after the hour.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You'll do it right to make refreshing updates to your home this summer, starting with your bathroom. Lowe's does it right, too, with savings every day throughout the store. Stop in today and shop our Refresh for Less Kitchen and Bath event to get up to 40% off select bath essentials, including vanities, faucets, shower heads, and more. Whatever you need to make your bath shine, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 7/31, U.S. only.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Have you been thinking about taking an Alaskan vacation? Well, now you can book an Alaskan cruise tour with YMT Vacations and immediately save $250 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hunt hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Young Willie, but with a better voice.
He
it's
does
kind
sound
of
like Young Willie.
Crazy.
Yep. He is Young Willie. Lucas Nelson is out with a couple of new songs. He and his band Promise of Real turned off the amps for a set of acoustic performances for a couple of songs. This one and Bad Case as part of Vivo's live sessions. Both songs are on the new album, Turn Off the News, Build a Garden. Nelson and Promise of the Real next playing at the Newport Folk Festival in Newport, Rhode Island this Friday, and then opening for the Rolling Stones in East Rutherford, New Jersey on Seattle. Let's see, that's August 5th in Seattle on August 14th. I'd like to see him.
He's going to be with Farm Aid.
His dad in East Troy, Wisconsin for Farm Aid on the 21st of September. It's just... He's got it. And that song, listen, I've not heard that song.
Well, this song, too, Bad Case, he's got a turn of phrase that's very much like his father.
Bad Case of Woman You Can't Have. Talk about the two. And this is very funny. It's like synchronicity.
Yeah, someone read Doug's diary before.
I was going to say, I thought about this yesterday when I heard these two songs. I was like, oh, man, this is going to really relate to Doug's love life. Because the beginning of this song, he talks about, like, you know, I'm around too much and you don't want that. Then I'm not around at all and then you don't want that. And it's like you've got a bad case of wanting what you can't have, which is a lot of good lyrics in there.
Well, thanks a lot, Victoria.
Well, you know.
We've had the last 15 minutes been a therapy session.
The diagnosis continues.
On and off the air. Thank you very much. Sorry, those are something to look forward to. Those two songs, I think, will help push this album along pretty well. Next up, while I was in the country mode, Johnny Cash. There's a new Johnny Cash website that compiles his music, his tour dates, that sort of thing. Johnny Cash trivia. This is a newly relaunched JohnnyCash.com, which is billed as a comprehensive online archive that has everything you need to know about the man in black. Cash's tour history, solo with the Highwaymen, among the most interesting aspects of the website. 4,300 show dates, can you imagine? From 1954 in West Memphis, Arkansas, to his last public performance, 2003, at the Carter Family Fold in Hilton's, Virginia. Arranged all chronologically, supplemented in many cases by set lists. Some feature photos and video from the concert dates. Fans can peruse his discography, including 93 albums, 162 singles, appearances on compilations and soundtracks, and also search for specific songs. This would be a great gift for people that are Johnny Cash fans. I'm one of them. Lyrics included along the with the ability to listen to the music via streaming service. Awards, books about Cash, all of his acting roles and cameos in film and TV documented as well. His music videos, including the release with Sheryl Crow of Redemption Day that happened after he died, also available to view. So John Carter Cash said, "I'm thrilled that everyone who loves my father and his music will now have a comprehensive place to learn more about the man, his life, and his ongoing legacy." So check it out at JohnnyCash.com.
But give him his guitar, and he'd be happy all the time and all the girls.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
When Hurricane Irma devastated Green Cove Springs, Florida, news footage showed hundreds of stranded people and utility workers desperately trying to restore power to thousands. A man wanting to help brought his food truck from another town and began to offer hot meals to utility workers. But the local police shut him down because he didn't have a food truck permit. He couldn't get one either because the city hall was closed. So were all the restaurants. So he wasn't competing with anybody, just trying to help. We understand the need for rules, but they should be applied with common sense. A neighboring town facing the same crisis welcomed the barbecue truck. They understand that feeding people during emergencies is more important than permits. It's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Before you expanded your business, before you shipped that 1,000th order, before you shipped that first order, you printed that new business pitch. Staples has everything your business needs to get you from here to there. Right now, get $25 off when you buy two HP toner cartridges and free overnight delivery on HP toner when you order online at staples.com. Staples, here we get you there.
N72719, restrictions may apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. See store or staples.com/toner savings for details.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, investigators looking into what's happened to disgraced money man Jeffrey Epstein, found injured in his jail cell in New York City. Epstein found on the floor with bruises on his neck. He's awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. It's unclear if he hurt himself or someone assaulted him. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons says Epstein, 66 years old, has been treated and remains in custody. Now, he's been locked up since July 6th when he's arrested on federal sex trafficking charges.
On this vote, the yeas are 284 and the nays are 149. This bill is passed.
In other news, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal. The measure lasts through the year 2021, which means after the next general election. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Balance of Nature.
changing the world one life at a time.
You guys have a great product, and I tell my friends about it, and I was actually talking to a guy the other day who I just met, and he takes them. So you put out a great product, and I want to thank you and your organization.
I just started using it, and my family's already seen the difference. And I have health issues. I have fibromyalgia, asthma, but all of a sudden everything's clearing up, and I'm feeling better, and my skin's better. My brother said I look 10 years younger already.
Wow. Okay.
My vision is clear. I already see the difference. People are seeing the difference, and my doctor is seeing the difference.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
After the hour here on the DJV program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Jamie Greenberg is going to join us, ladies, in a few moments to talk about some of the trending summer beauty tips that all ladies who are interested in skincare, that sort of thing, want. You got questions? We have answers. How about them apples? People in the news, starting with The Rock, Victoria.
Yes, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is making headlines because he is in his native Hawaii right now supporting protesters who are trying to stop the construction of a giant telescope on Mauna Kea. Is it Kea or Kaya? That's Hawaii's tallest mountain. And so The Rock showed up. There have already been 10 days of protests at the base of this mountain to block the construction. It's going to be a 30-meter telescope, which I think is about 18 stories high, according to Kara's calculations. And they want to build this on the mountaintop. Native Hawaiian groups say that the mountain, which already has a number of telescopes, is sacred to them. And so when The Rock was a little kid, he lived in Hawaii. And so he showed up because he said, I wanted to come here and see our people and stand with them and support them. And he offered to help with talks between the state and protesters. and opposition to this construction. It's a $1.4 billion telescope. This actually goes back to 2015, and that's when construction was supposed to begin.
Who's building it? Who's
I don't know who's building it. I don't know. Yeah. I'm assuming it's the state of Hawaii. If
it says
the rock...
private companies, and I think scientists.
But there must be a state contract or something?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So it's been stalled for all this time because of the protests. And so The Rock said, what I realized today, and obviously I've been following this for years now, is that it's bigger than a telescope. It's humanity and it's culture. And so that's why they don't want this
culture,
gigantic
for sure.
Yeah, telescope.
Culture, yeah. And people don't want to besmirch the islands that are among, for my money, the most beautiful place. Hawaii, I didn't get there last year. I intend to spend more time in Hawaii. I think it's a fabulous place.
It's beautiful.
It really is. There's something about it that's almost
it's
magical.
So unique, too.
Yeah,
it's really gorgeous and one of a kind.
And that is one of the places that I do honestly want to spend more time as I spend more time being here and there. That's a place you go, and it's always refreshing. It's always reviving. It's always rejuvenating. I've been there five times, and it is four, five, I don't remember. But I know that every time I go there, I don't want to leave, and that's unusual for me. It is just a fabulous place, so good for him. Are there people in the news? Boris Johnson, officially the new Prime Minister of the UK, has a number of new cabinet members to select. Apparently, some of the people who were there before don't like him, and they have kissed his butt goodbye, or he's kissed their butt goodbye. Chief Financial Minister Philip Hammond, out! He said, I'm leaving. He wrote, Johnson should be, quote, free to choose a chancellor who's fully aligned with his policy position. That's kind of a slap, isn't it, huh? International Development Secretary Rory Stewart. Well, you don't know these names, but a lot of people are leaving because he's the new boss.
He dumped a lot of the cabinet.
Is it the case where in most countries where there's new governments that the various cabinet members offer their resignation?
There's usually a shift. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Moving along. Bernie Madoff has asked President Trump to get out of jail early, requesting to have his prison sentence shortened. 81 years old. Remember, what was that, 10 years or so? He's been in jail for about 10 years, running the largest Ponzi scheme in the history of Ponzi schemes. And I don't know, is there a book about Ponzi schemes? And
oh, I'm sure there's many. Didn't his wife, Ruth, write a book? Didn't she?
I remember her. Yes, she did.
Right?
Yeah, right.
But then they had to give all the money back, right?
Well,
She was allowed to keep $2 million as part of the deal.
Oh, yeah, the book.
They let her keep $2 million, and then he was supposed to pay back the money, but he hasn't because he's been in jail.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I don't think, this is controversial. I've said this many times. I don't think he should be in jail. I think he should be working, using his magic, whatever it is that he has that's magic, to make money for
the people that he screwed off.
Yeah, exactly. What good is it for anybody for him to be in jail? He's got the last laugh. We're paying for him to sit there and do whatever he does, crossword puzzles, or who knows? Maybe he's doing more. He may be doing more investing. You can invest from jail, right?
Well, no. He's barred from trading for life. So.
Can you
Pretty
have
sure
a
he's,
laptop?
Yeah, he's done.
Yeah, but can you have a laptop in jail?
I don't know.
Well, I come to you folks because if there's something I don't know, I expect
We've never been in jail, so I don't. You've been to jail.
I've never been in jail. Yeah,
so you should tell us what it's like.
I was only there for 4 hours, and it wasn't any fun, tell you that. J-Lo has turned 50. Did you see how happy she looked in all the pictures, promotional pictures?
I'd be happy if I was J-Lo, too.
I think she's got a great life, and she's created for herself. I think that she deserves a lot of credit. And don't you think when people
absolutely take she's a hard worker
control of their life, she's a very hard
mm-hmm.
worker.
Yep.
She's good at what she does. And I just think that it's good for her. Happy that she's having a great life. Thought it was interesting that the feds revealed during a press conference that 22 alleged members of the MS-13 gang have been charged in federal racketeering cases. Prosecutors believe these people participated in murders. 12-count indictment revealed alleges that members and associates of the gang murdered seven people over the past couple of years. The Justice Department said in a statement the indictment charges gang leaders who authorized and coordinated these murders. The point here, for me anyway, is that most of this took place in the San Fernando Valley, Jennifer. And most of these people who are members of MS-13 have come here as young immigrants illegally from Central America.
Yeah, it's part
and
of the drug trade, actually.
The kind they of stuff. Keep... Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
These people are brutal. They cut people's hearts out. I mean, they don't mess around. Okay. It's pretty gruesome what they do to their adversaries.
Sure is. 42 past the hour. This is the DJV program.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where a few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Carrie Hall.
Do antioxidants really have a positive effect on our health and reverse the aging process? I'll be right back to tell you. Do antioxidants really reverse the aging process? Well, here's some real numbers that should make a difference to you. Death rates for people that take antioxidants are down by 50%. Cancer deaths are down by 13%. Cancer survival rates are up by 50%. Heart attack and stroke down by 50%. Skin cancer down by 70%. Infections are down by 50%. And cataracts are down by 27 to 36%. Those are some pretty powerful numbers, ladies and gentlemen, that show that antioxidants really do make a big difference in your life if you choose to take them. They can really reverse the aging process and allow you a much happier, healthier life. The cost of vitamins and minerals is small, especially compared with the money saved on drugs, doctor bills, hospitalization, and the ultimate effects of combined aging.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Well, it appears we have a technical problem with a lady who's going to give us some summer beauty tips, so we'll figure that out, and that'll be something for you to look forward to, folks. I know a lot of things here are things you look forward to. Here's a fella that you help me with this, all right, ladies? Jennifer, okay. Victoria, Kara, help me with this. A fellow who runs a big coffee roaster company named Todd Carmichael. They're headquartered in Philadelphia. offered to give a school district, the Wyoming Valley School District, $22,000 in lunch money because there were a lot of students who couldn't pay for lunches.
I heard about this.
Right. And the school district told them to get lost.
I'm as confused as you are. I don't understand why they did that.
Problem here? They said,
is this the school district, did you say, in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
They were threatening to take the kids away from the parents if they didn't pay their That was how the story actually came to be. So crazy.
Yeah. So this guy offered, as a good guy, to pay for the lunch so these kids wouldn't have problems at home and at the school. And the school said the letter and the offer was over the top. They're trying to figure out how to get repaid, but they don't think this guy and his offer is appropriate. I don't begin to understand how some of these people in these public positions, where they even, how they get, what do they teach these people that go to administrative school? You know, there are a lot of colleges that have main core. You have as a major school administration. And so, I think that's one of the real problems with the educational system in our country today. The people who run it, a lot of them are showboats. A lot of them are people that don't have any common sense whatsoever. Coming up, there's this whole culture of thinking that doesn't seem to be in compliance with what anybody has any common sense thinks. Why would you not want to have this thing taken care of by somebody who just offered to do something nice? No, we can't let you do that. Huh?
Yep. We want to take away your kids instead for a $20 lunch tab.
Right, exactly. Jeez. Boeing. This is a sink. Talk about draining the swamp. This is really a sinkhole. They're stopping production of all 737s. They've got hundreds of them now sitting on the tarmac outside of two of their plants. And because they can't fly them, they can't deliver them, and because they can't deliver them, they have no place to put them. So they've been building them a little at a time, but now they've stopped building them altogether. They say, well, now we're looking at the fourth quarter. Maybe by then we'll get approval to fly the plane again. What are they thinking? What in the world? There are a lot of people who think, and as I said, the pilots at American have really kind of led the charge on this. The company hasn't, but they've been told by the pilots union that nobody's going to fly these planes. So American says, okay, we got 24 of them now, and we got another 100 on order. What are we going to do? And Boeing has 2,400 orders for these things. And now people that haven't said, well, let's convert them to the old 7. Let's just go back to making the old 737s, and we'll take those. They can, the same thing, put newer engines on. They just don't have the software. Boeing's still working on the fix. Says it won't be able to present a fix until the earliest at the end of September or October, which would mean certification would come late in the year, or recertification. And they certified the plane themselves. The feds didn't, which is another operating problem. Now, the people that make these planes, they are basically supervising themselves, and so the FAA isn't, or hasn't, now they have to get back in on the act as well. They should never have been out of the act. I mean, there are some things you expect from government, even though they do a lousy job with a lot of stuff. Don't you expect, as a citizen paying your taxes, that somebody is overseeing the stuff just to make sure, give it a stamp of approval?
Absolutely.
Instead of
the
company itself? Come on.
Yep.
10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The hour now, a good time for us to waft off into the space taken up by health discussions. Thanks to Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here with an overview of yet more information. There's never a shortage of info in all of these journals. Every week there are dozens of things that are reported, and Ken takes the most important ones and sort of synthesizes them for us. This week, a lot of focus on food. And whether or not things like spicy foods are linked to dementia, Alzheimer's, maybe Parkinson's. So what's the rendering here, Ken?
This is out of the medical journal Nutrients, Doug. There's a link between the consumption of chili peppers and heightened risk of cognitive decline. Consistently eating a large amount of chili pepper could hasten cognitive decline, increasing a person's dementia risk. People who eat more than 50 grams of chili per day on a regular basis have almost twice the risk of cognitive decline of people who eat less than this amount of chili.
Who eats that much chili? Where do they eat? Is that Central America, South America? Is this chili? We're talking about hot tamales and
yes,
things like that. Yeah, is that what we're talking about?
Chili pepper.
Yeah.
Have people you ever like their spices. I'm not a big spice person. I have a little garlic occasionally, but I am not a spice person. But there are people who love this material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they think that it's good. I have had friends over the years that eat the really hot stuff, and they think it's fabulous. I think I can't eat anything hot like that. It burns everything inside of me.
Me too.
I find it distasteful, disgusting, actually. The one thing that I wondered about here, and I talked about this a little bit earlier in another portion of one of the programs that I do, the whole business about spices. And if we say spicy food, people think it's all spices, and it certainly isn't. Spicy means, in this case, hot. Curcumin is an example of something that is a spice that is very good for you. That's the
Indian in moderation.
Standard. Yeah, right. I mean, yeah, you don't want to eat a bottle of it, but that's the business about spicy food. So I asked about dementia and Parkinson's because a lot of this stuff is related, is it not? The brain disorders that happen to us when we get older.
Well, in regarding the spicy food, it's noted about dementia. Parkinson's was not noted.
Mentioned, yeah, okay.
Don't get hit over the head with a spice bottle, I guess. Then you might
know
it happened.
Right. The paleo diet is under scrutiny now. I've got a kick out of it. Did you see the story about the Atkins diet? The diet bars were sent out with people who ordered some stuff from a particular clothing store. A paleo diet, you have your focus on the Mediterranean diet. So what's this, good, bad, or indifferent, the paleo diet?
Well, I would stay away from it. My own recommendation, it is under a lot of scrutiny, as you were suggesting. This is out of the European Journal of Nutrition this week. People who follow the Paleolithic or the paleo diet, they have high levels of blood biomarker tied to heart disease. People who follow a paleo diet, they have high intake of meats, fruits, vegetables, nuts, and seeds, but no dairy, legumes, or whole grains. These individuals have high blood levels of the compound associated with heart disease. It's a mouthful. It's called trimethylamine N-oxide. Lack of whole grains is associated with trimethylamine N-oxide levels, which may provide a link with the reduced risk of cardiovascular disease seen in populations with high intakes of whole grains.
Well, all right, so be careful what diet you follow. Check that out. Interesting. Dr. Ken, cardiologist, lots of credibility there. Let's talk about something else that's credible. The number one choice for healthy weight loss, and the claims from Calitrin are credible. They are true. This is safe, natural weight loss at its best. Calitrin is an all-natural way, good for you because it's drug-free, stimulant-free. It doesn't interfere with any medications you may be taking, any health conditions. You lose inches and pounds with Calitrin over a period of time, 4, 5, 6 months. It supports a lot of things in your body. And the best part about this, well, there's so many different good parts about it, clinically proven. This has been tested in time after time after time, circumstances that prove that Calitrin is the healthiest way for you to lose weight and keep it off. Get on the program. Go to toploss.com, special DJV deal for the summertime. You get $20 off a 90-day supply and free shipping using the DJV code. Lose the weight, keep it off. Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.